episode 25 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Robin, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Andy, Lindsay, Sandy, and Amy. Everyone is in agreement that vacations are important, and everyone wants to get the most value for their dollar. The problem is that there is no one-size-fits-all vacation out there. What is perfect for a couple or small group of friends might not be the best option for a family on a budget. Also, how do you know what's realistic for your budget? This week, we wanted to take a look at different types of vacations you can experience with a $3,000 budget. There are lots of things to consider for your trip, so let's get started.
I wanted to look at type of vacation that I think would be really fun with just my husband and I, so a couple. And we have a really good vendor who does charter flights to the Caribbean. And if you're not familiar with charter flights, it's basically they have dedicated air that's usually nonstop, and it goes from your airport straight to the destination. So there's not connections, there's not extra time involved. It's a really big perk. However, not really a downside, but some things to consider is they only go on certain days, so you have to stay for a certain amount of time and work that into your schedule. So, out of Raleigh-Durham, we have a charter flight going to Cancun on Sundays for 7 nights. My fictional trip is going to take me for 7 nights to Cancun to stay at the Grand Parnassus Resort and Spa, which is an all-inclusive, and I added in the insurance and the private transfers to the resort, and I also threw in a tour to Tulum, and that comes in right at just under $2,700, so that gives us a little bit of extra money for extra tips and a couple of souvenirs.
And that's for a whole week?
That is for 7 nights, yeah.
I can top that.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of podcast.
However, mine does not include air. I did not look at air, but I found 9 nights, and this is going to Italy, and it includes 3 nights in Rome, 3 nights in a villa in Tuscany, 3 nights in Florence, and rail from Rome to Florence, a car rental for 4 nights, all of your transfers taken care of, as well as continental breakfast daily. It kind of has to do with dates, too. I think part of the trick of this is figuring out what destination kind of is low season or might have specials on different resorts at different seasons and different times. So what I found was end of July through most of August of this year that this trip would cost $2,000. That's for 9 nights for a couple.
For two people.
Two people. Two people in nights. Now remember that does not include air, but it's only at $2,000. So you might, you'll need at least $1,000 more for air, probably, unless you found great special flying into Rome and out of Florence. Without the air, some people have points. I've worked with people who have like one ticket free. And so if you're someone like that you travel a lot and you have points, there you go. It includes continental breakfast daily. And that was in all 4-star hotels in a villa, which is kind of cool. I thought that was really cool.
Yep, sign me up.
That's a good time of year to go into Italy. That's when a lot of locals aren't actually in the cities themselves. A lot of people, the locals tend to go on their vacations that time of year. So, but it is still main tourist season. The weather's decent. Lots of things to see.
It's still summertime for kids in school. Well, but no, that was not including kids. It's basically, it's $900. Per person.
So. I was going to say, so Amy, would you just double that if you were going to have a family of four go, or is there a discount for third and fourth?
You know what? I did not pull that up. I'm sorry say, because I only think in terms of couples. I'm kidding. I love traveling.
I was going to say, Amy has several children, so.
I have a trip that I quoted recently for a couple doing a princess cruise to the Caribbean. It leaves from Fort Lauderdale, stopping at St. Thomas, St. Martin, and Princess Keys. January 3rd for a week for two people in a mini suite, 2818.
Ooh, and that's January 3rd when you want to be in the Caribbean.
That's a really good price.
That goes back to the timing. I love cruising in January.
Well, I think that's a big thing to think about. So Amy's trip, although it's very glamorous and very long, it doesn't include a lot of food, whereas both Sandy's trip and then Robin's trip include all food. It's all inclusive for food. Sandy's trip includes booze, whereas Robin's trip does not.
That is a big deal for us. Yeah.
So as we tally.
Well, it depends though, because I know people who won't spend a lot of money on drinking. I don't know why.
Well, and wine is really cheap in Italy and very good. And actually, food isn't terribly expensive either. Italy grows a lot of food and, you can eat fairly inexpensively in Italy. You can eat expensively there too, but... and you said part of that was a villa?
Yeah, 3 nights are in a villa in Tuscany. And I know in Tuscany, I've booked somebody in Tuscany recently who actually stayed in a villa, and they're doing a cooking class, and then they get to eat what they cook.
Is that how you save money on the cups to cook it yourself?
Yeah, but wouldn't that be cool? You're in a villa in Italy.
Couldn't you pretty much walk through Tuscany and just sort of eat stuff that's growing out?
I think you can just go for a hike in the mountains.
I think we need to go on this trip to make sure it's legit.
That's a good plan.
We need to research this.
But I'll echo what Sandy and Robin have said. Cancun, I think, you know, people think Mexico, they think, oh my goodness, that's a million miles away. It's so hard to get to. It's not. There are many gateways in the southeastern U.S. where most of us are based, where Cancun is a relatively easy hop. And if you can find the right flights, they're all inclusive, many all-inclusive resorts. It's a two and a half hour flight from the southeastern U.S. It's a straight shot, and it's very, very good value. I quoted in the Moon Palace in Cancun, so four-star resort, all-inclusive for a family of four that came in at under 3,000 for 5 days, including flights. It's very, very affordable, and throwing in the cruise elements as well. For a family of four, I can think of a couple of cruise lines where you could probably be able to come in for just a 5-day itinerary at under $3,000, and you know, you've got most of your food taken care of, and you know, you might even have a couple left over for some fancy boat drinks.
I did that actually, Andy. Sorry, Rob. I know, just jumped in, but my I have a family of five, which really throws that out the window because there aren't as many kinds of rooms and cabins and things like that that will hold a family of five. Go ahead, Robin. What were you gonna give as your example?
It was me because we're talking about cruises and I can't keep my mouth shut.
You go, Amy.
I just think overall best bang for your buck is going to be a cruise. I don't care if it's a Mediterranean cruise, a Caribbean cruise. You get to see so many different places. Your food is included. And a lot of times there's so many perks. I just think, okay, don't get me started. I just think that if you're a little bit more budget-minded, always think of a cruise as, at least as an option, as an alternative to something else you might be planning. So I just think you'd be surprised.
Yeah. The one I priced out, I have a family of five. Like I was saying, sometimes you have to get two cabins. Sometimes it's just, you're going to be a little bit cramped. But there's a lot of people that look at it as they don't really want to spend a lot of time in their cabin anyway. So I looked at a Carnival cruise going out of Jacksonville, which is actually on one of their older ships. But it's a 5-night and it does a Nassau and a Freeport, Bahamas, and then 2 days at sea. We are looking at a really awesome excursion that is an all-inclusive beach getaway, and can do that, including tip, for just under $400. So when I priced out my gratuities and driving there, because I'm not going to fly to Jacksonville, and parking and gas and everything, I come in right at about $3,100 for my family of five. So that's not bad. I mean, that's a 5-night, you know, if you wanted to add things on in the beginning or end of that, you know, it'd be a week vacation.
Well, I think you consider the cost per person there. I think you've got a very good value for five people with most things included, except your souvenirs and a couple of
drinks. That didn't include the drinks.
That includes child care, and that includes entertainment on board.
Absolutely. That's important.
And I do think that's one thing that a lot of people don't really come to their vacation planning with, is an idea of how much they spend on vacation. And there's nothing wrong with spending on vacation, but one of the things I priced out just for sort of an example of how you can spend a lot of money on a vacation is the Peninsula Hotel in Hong Kong, with one of the ultimate hotels. It's iconic. And the prices for the rooms are surprisingly between $500 a night for an entry-level room up to $1,800 a night for a junior suite. After that, they have other suites, but you have to call to get those prices. I didn't call. I didn't really want to waste their time. But so there's certainly, you can
if
certainly
you
spend a lot
ask,
more.
You can't afford.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But if you think about $500 a night, there's actually a lot of places that we sell on a regular basis that cost $500 a night. And that's just your hotel. There's also a great restaurant at the Peninsula that's, oh gosh, I can't remember the name, that chemical cooking. What is it called? It's like chemistry where they make things taste like something else through chemistry. Anyway, it's very cool. So you're going to spend a fortune.
Gastronomy.
Thank you. That's it. Molecular gastronomy. Yay, Robin saves the day. Makes me look really stupid. So anyway, yes, thank you, Robin.
It doesn't sound very appetizing.
It doesn't, but it is good, and you pay for it. So if you think about that, you've already spent $500 a night at the minimum to stay at the Peninsula, and then you're going to spend money on food, and you have to get to Hong Kong. And so when you're budgeting your vacation, you really do need to think, you know, what am I paying up front versus what am I going to pay when I'm there. And a lot of times people will balk at a price, but then they'll end up spending that much on the vacation anyway.
I have a perfect example. I grew up in Myrtle Beach. People go to Myrtle Beach because they feel like it's affordable, and it is, you know, it can be. But I priced out 6 nights in a condo in August, family of 5. This condo holds 6, but there's going to be people sleeping on the fold-out couch. It's an ocean view. It's not even ocean front. We're going to buy some groceries. I'm going to pay for gas. I'm going to take the family to Medieval Times, Myrtle Waves. We're going to do a seafood dinner, and we're going to go to the aquarium. And throwing in a little bit of budget for the pool bar, that comes out right under 3. It's like $29.5. So you can do that, or you can go on the cruise. You have to kind of...
Or you can go to Italy.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, like when you don't get sticker shock. I've always been one to really add up everything I think I'm going to pay on a trip. I do. I know what my trips cost. You know, a year before I go, I know what it's going to cost me. My husband doesn't know. He has no idea. But I think a lot of people don't realize it, but yet they'll go to Myrtle Beach and they'll spend $150 at a seafood restaurant, and then they'll take the kids down to, I mean, I've told the story before about my dad taking the kids to that candy store at Broadway at the beach where they spent like $50 on M&Ms. So it's like, you know, you want to go to Magic Quest and you're going to buy the wand and you're going to buy all the package, and you don't realize
it. For about the same price, you can fly to somewhere in the Caribbean or Mexico with a family of 4 and bring your friends who you're going to rent this condo at the beach here in the U.S. You know, for that price per family, you've got it staying at an all-inclusive. The adults can drink away their troubles, and nobody wants for anything to eat. The pool bar
is actually in the pool.
I think that's a little gross because some of those people don't move.
Yeah. Although, okay, speaking of cruising, can I segue?
Thank you for changing the subject.
So what if you have always dreamed about these awesome, like, oh my gosh, so I'm going to help you out too, Lindsay. What if you've dreamed about Bora Bora or Tahiti, but you can't afford it with your family? And you can't even afford it with just your husband. So you go get your best friend, and you and your best friend. This is on a luxury cruise liner, and it goes out of Papeete, and it goes to Bora Bora. I can't even pronounce these places. Moorea, I'm not even going to try. But it's a 7-night cruise over in Tahiti. And it's on a luxury liner. So again, we talk about what cruises include. And I'm coming up per person for just the cruise part of it at $2,300. That's for June of this year. It's a Windstar.
So it's one of the smaller sort of yacht type of cruises.
Yeah, it's a yacht. And this is a luxury trip.
That's Southern Hemisphere, right, though, isn't it? That
is
Southern Hemisphere. So that's winter there.
Oh, is it? Doesn't look like
it's awfully close to the equator, isn't it?
It's pretty. I mean, that's pretty Polynesian.
Well, it's still going to be pretty warm, but not in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes.
So even with air from, like, Los Angeles, air only added, like, $1,000 from Los Angeles to Papeete to get there. So again, I don't know. That's just one of those luxury things that if you wanted to grab your girlfriend or whatever. Or your
so boyfriend. was that price, Amy? Was it per person? Or was it was that total?
That was per person. That's why I'm saying that's one of those luxury tips that can be under $3,000. For you.
Yes. Well, no, that's a good point, actually. It, you know, yeah, when you're not taking your whole family, then that changes your budget because you're splitting that cost with somebody else.
Or if your kids are, you know, out of the nest and you want to travel, and yeah.
So are there other things, Lindsay, are there other things you can do in the Caribbean other than cruising for $3,000?
There are lots of things to do in the Caribbean, but sometimes you just want to lay on the beach. I found some fantastic deals at Sandals, specifically Sandals Grand Riviera for 7 nights comes in at $2,979. And that is all of your food, 5-star type gourmet, wonderful food, all of your alcohol, all of your Top Shelf alcohol, and your water sports included. And even going a step further, it's a little bit more, but I had to start looking for myself because me and my husband, I was able to find at Sandals Royal Plantation, which is their all butler resort. Every room is all butler category. So I found the Orchard Oceanfront Butler Suite for 7 nights for $3,847.
Come on. What's
that's closer to $4,000, to be
it's
fair.
It's in May. It's in May. It's a great time to go.
So you could easily get that into our $3,000 budget by dropping it down a few days.
Exactly. Yeah, and not only that, this is how I justified, you get $235 in resort credit that you can use toward spa services or tour, plus air credit. So you're kind of already...
That makes up for that, yeah.
Down there. So that is, to me, that is an unbelievable value. You're getting butler service is like nothing I've ever experienced before in my life. And I think once you have a butler once, it kind of ruins you.
I would agree with that.
You know, growing up, I always said the same.
Andy is just ruined.
I came home so spoiled. My husband didn't know what to do with me. For
it is, you know, it's interesting because, and that's the other thing when we talk about value, people talk about sort of, well, I don't need a butler. I mean, I'm not used to having a butler. What's a butler going to do for me? You really need to consider if it's within your budget, it really can make your vacation just raise it to a level that you didn't even expect that it could be. Right. And that's sort of something to think about when vacation planning. Part of what you want to be surprised. You want to be pampered. You want to be indulged. Yeah. And it sounds...
It's going to be a break from the quotidian.
Exactly. Norm. Exactly.
Let me tell you, I did not realize I needed a butler until I had one. And then I realized
we didn't have a butler, but we did have club level, and I would shorten my trip to afford club level. Mm-hmm.
Because, I love that club level.
You know, yeah. I didn't think, oh, I'm like, oh, well, you're in it all inclusive. I don't really care if there's beer in the fridge because I can just walk out and get a beer, but you can grab a beer out of your fridge and go to your balcony, which is your room is going to be in a preferred location. You mm-hmm. might be able to walk straight onto the beach.
And well, and like, here's the difference then. When you have a butler, you already have beer in your fridge and you have various alcohols, but I drink Jack Daniels. Okay. The whiskey that was in the room was not Jack Daniels. I said, could I have Jack Daniels? Absolutely. And I had a bottle of Jack Daniels in my room. So that's the difference.
Did you have to go out to the local liquor store?
No. I'm sure they had it now. They had it all. Yeah. But they would have had they needed to. I'll admit, Jack Daniels is not that exotic. Kentucky is a long way away from Jamaica.
Sandals is actually famous for the lengths that their butlers go to make sure that the guests are having the experience that they want. They take the time to get to know you and know what you like. And I've heard stories of a butler climbing up to the second story balcony and setting up breakfast outside of a guest's door and knocking on the door, and their breakfast was out there waiting for them. So.
We're not going to promise that.
$3,000.
Well, if you stay a couple of days, yeah, it's under $3,000.
I'm telling you, so you get 7 nights at a butler suite with butler service for $3,800.
I guess the lesson is think about the value of what you're doing. You know, it's like people ask at Disney, are the deluxe resorts worth it? Well, if it's worth it to you to mm-hmm. not have to get on a bus, then you want to be at a monorail mm-hmm. resort. There's a lot of value in that that you can't really put a price tag on.
Well, and it's really important that you discuss with your travel professional, too, exactly what you want out of your vacation. Because at Disney also, I booked a trip last fall for a couple that she contacted me. She was pretty sure her boyfriend was going to propose. And just spoiler alert, he did propose. But we didn't know at the time that we were planning this that he would. But she is a baker, a really good baker. She makes a living at this. And so food was really important to her. So what they decided to do was stay at a moderate resort, but upgrade to a deluxe dining plan so that they could just eat and eat and eat and eat. And that was really important to them. Whereas for some families, they just want to do grab and go meals the whole time because they're riding roller coasters. So it's all about what your
or they won't be in their room
on your vacation. Yeah. And so that's where we step in and say, mm-hmm. okay, well, this is what you really want out of your vacation. This is how we can bring it to you.
Okay, well, that is our show for the week. On behalf of Lindsay, Sandy, Amy, Andy, Elizabeth, and myself, Robin, thanks for joining us here at Outlander Travel. We'll see you next week. Gotta fly.